Do we have Jeff Howe there in Chicago? Is he with us, Chris?
You know, I'm sort of in the back of the booth here. I do see Jeff.
Yep, hi, Chris.
I can see him, yeah.
Wait a minute. You guys are in the same booth. You have headsets on, and you don't even know if he's there.
Well, it's an interesting setup here in Chicago. I won't get into it, but it's an interesting setup. You know, it's what you have to deal with a stadium that has a lot of character.
Oh. You know what? Can we talk about that for a moment since you guys are there?
Yeah.
I think it's a travesty what they did to Soldier Field, the way it looks now. It has none of the – you said it has character. It has none of the character of what it used to be.
Well, on the inside it does. It's just on the outside they built a spaceship around it.
Well, yeah, adding a spaceship to a – old, classic-looking stadium takes away the character, don't you think?
Yeah, some of it.
I've never
you guys
been
have
here
no
before.
Takes on this? Are you guys serious? You have no takes on this.
On the inside, it still looks like, a lot of it still looks like Soldier Field. But on the outside, it looks like a spaceship or some Area 51 containment area. Yeah, it's not great architecture.
This.
You know, Chicago, one of the great architectural cities in America. This one, I'd say, was a swing and a miss.
Swing and a miss. Thank you. At least you've got that going for you.
Jeff? Are you happy?
I am happy. It makes me happy, yes.
I've never been here before. I've never even been to Chicago before. So I don't know. I don't have anything to compare it to. I think it's nice inside, but, I mean, shoot. I don't know what it looked like outside.
I can't believe you've never been to Chicago before.
Tell me about it, right?
Great place. Great
it
city.
Is. I like
excellent.
It. Excellent. Great
pizza. Place to visit if you've never been. Hit it up. Okay, let's talk about the football team. Jeff, what do you know about Rob Gronkowski's injury status? I know that he's not going to play today. He's been ruled out, dealing with not only the ankle, which, again, I've said I don't know that it's truly the ankle. I don't know that I buy it's just an ankle. And now there's the back. What do you know? Tell
today
me the latest.
It's most certainly the back. I saw him. I talked to him on Friday, and, I saw him walk out of the training room, and something just wasn't right. Now, I never really put that stuff out there because you never know, like, what a guy is going through. Maybe he just – whatever. But then an hour later, they add him to the injury report, and you're like, okay, well, that makes a lot more sense. He looked really stiff and uncomfortable as he walked out and went over to his locker. And, you know, we were talking for a couple minutes, and he seemed to be in a decent mood, at least as the conversation was going, because I have such an affable personality. But it was a situation where, again, you add up all these factors, and it's like, okay, now it really is starting to click. The back is an issue. I'm not sure if it was something that directly happened in practice or if it's just something that has happened or occurred and mounted over time because he's got the three back surgeries, but it's a legit issue and is something that has clearly been – on the radar since Friday morning.
So, Jeff, where do the Patriots go from here? Obviously, you know, no Gronk in this game and no Jacob Hollister either. It seems like Hollister can't stay healthy at that position. Where do they go from here in terms of this game, in terms of trying to attack with just Dwayne Allen as the tight end?
Yeah, I don't think they're going to use a whole lot of Dwayne Allen in the passing game. So it's going to be frustrating for Hollister just starting with him. I mean, this is the second time. He also missed that week one game with a hamstring injury. So this is a reoccurring thing. He had the two absences a couple weeks back with the chest issue that he had. So now the fourth time that he's going to miss a game in 7 weeks. So from there, I mean, it's a good time to have your wide receivers rolling because they're going to need to really rely on them. Josh Gordon, I mean, this could be a huge Josh Gordon game just because of what we've seen and the way that his reps have increased over the last 3 weeks, or especially last week. He's looking more comfortable in the offense. There are still the issues that you're going to see, and I would expect those to linger throughout the season. But again, when you've got guys like Julian Edelman and Josh Gordon taking over those top two spots and you get a chance for Chris Hogan and Philip Dorsett to match up against a fourth or fifth, as the defense's fourth or fifth priority on any given play, you know, that's conducive to being able to still work the ball down the field. I mean, you're not going to have the luxury of Gronkowski taking double and triple teams in the red zone, but, you know, that's the coverages will probably roll more toward Edelman and James White like we've seen throughout the season. But this was a game that I think they were going to have to pass the ball a lot anyway because of the Bears' run defense. And, you know, based off what we'd seen from Gronk over the previous five games, basically every game since the opener, it was, you know, he was probably going to get a lot of those double coverages, and Brady was probably thinking about relying on other guys anyway.
Jeff, it feels to me now like we're at a point where we continue to get more and more about Josh Gordon and the relationship with Tom Brady and you know, they've really worked together, and Brady's taking him under his wing. That sort of storyline continues to be pushed. Do we have any reason to believe that the communication issues that were happening a week ago between the two, especially on some of those comeback routes on the sideline, have been resolved as they go into this game today in Chicago?
No, I mean, it's also partly, I think, an impossible request. I mean, you just can't ask a guy whether it's – I mean, we've talked about this a million times. It doesn't matter who you bring in, how talented they are. You bring them in that late in the game, you know, you can't expect them to be able to run all the routes the exact way that Tom Brady wants you to do it. You got to be able to see the defense the same way. And, you know, the sideline hitches are a little bizarre because this is not just last week or the week before. I mean, these are – the depth of those routes in particular has been off – probably 8 to 10 times so far in his three games. So that's something that they've really got to work through. I'm not sure if it's, you know, you have to see the coverage the same way as Brady or whatever. I mean, I don't, the offense is so complex that there's a million different things it could be.
I just want to cut you off quick. I don't think it's been exclusive to Gordon. There have been other guys who've been in the same spot in this offense in previous years on those particular routes.
Absolutely. And you know what? The thing is, the encouraging thing I would say is the depth of Gordon's routes over the middle has been really good. I mean, there's really only been two instances when I've seen him kind of cut it off a little too early or right into the shoulder of a linebacker or a shading cornerback or whatever. So it's not like you said, it's basically just been those sideline routes, the comebacks, that he's just been off on. So I don't know. Is that a quick fix? In theory, maybe, but I don't know. I mean, it's a complicated offense to get.
Jeff, what do you make of the defense at this point? You know, coming off the performance against Kansas City and allowing 40 points, and in three of the last four games, they've allowed more than 400 yards of offense. And I know yards are not big, and I know Bill's not big on yards, but I just thought that at this point, it's actually four of the last five games, really, with 400 yards. I just thought at this point the defense would be a little further along.
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, it's hard to, like you said, it's not just a Kansas City thing, but the yards, I mean, they always give up a ton of yards. It's, you know, you got to get rid of those big plays. You know, in one week, it's the third downs. The next week, it's the big plays. And you know, they have been trying to catch up to something on any given week. And, you know, part of it might be the system that they face. It's weird. I mean, the Andy Reid type of offense, they've now seen, this will be their third consecutive week seeing that type of offense. And, you know, the Bears have some playmakers. They have a good play caller. So I think they're going to get creative, and you're going to have to stop a lot of the same stuff that you've seen over the last couple weeks and even going back to the Super Bowl in February. So, you know, this is a good chance for them to try to continue to work that stuff out of their system in case they see, you know, the Chiefs again in the playoffs.
What have you thought, Jeff, just quickly, of the play of Devin McCourty so far this year? A lot of people feeling that, you know, Bill Belichick sort of called him out when it came to the, you know, 21 points, you know, three plays. Now, one of those obviously was on special teams, the long return. But when you sort of called him out this week, is that warranted?
It was shocking, but I think if there is a short list of guys who can take that the right way, Devin McCourty is absolutely there. So I thought it was interesting. I mean, I talked to McCourty last week after the Colts game, and he said, you know, if you have a game when you have like four bad plays, even if it's out of 75 or 80 that you're on the field, that's a bad game. So this is now back-to-back weeks when McCourty's given up a couple touchdowns, which is shocking because I think I had to go back about 3 years to the last time McCourty had given up two touchdowns. So it's something that they have to – you talk about working it out of their system. I mean, are there some communication issues? We've seen that in the past. I mean, notably with Gilmore last year, when you work in a new defensive back. I mean, it's funny. You talk about the chemistry that he's got with a new guy, and it happens to be his twin brother. But, you know, maybe they're just not seeing things the same way because Jason McCourty's – you know, some of the other issues, I mean, the Colts, he got beat in man coverage a couple times. Or I guess one was just a sagging zone on that swoop TD. But – last week against the Chiefs, the issues were really when he was on the same side of the field as Jason McCourty. So, again, that tells me that, you know, maybe he was seeing an assignment one way, Jason saw it the other, and then, boom, you have a huge breakdown. And when you've got a team with the athleticism of the Chiefs, they're able to really take advantage of it.
All right, Jeff, appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, guys.
Jeff Howell from The Athletic.